Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where your business starts to make a whole lot more sense with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn how to know when to sell to your audience. You're growing your audience. You're building your subscribers list. When do you sell to them? When do you offer them something for sale? That's what today's lesson's all about. I'm going to give you three strategies and tell you my experience in all three. Let's jump right into it. Let's get down to business. Let me start by saying that selling is a very sensitive topic to a lot of new entrepreneurs. You feel that selling is very pushy. You don't want to ruin your relationship with your audience. This is completely understandable. But you have to approach selling or making an offer to your audience in a different way. You're giving them something they want, something they need, something they would be interested in. That's why they subscribe to your list. So in a lot of ways, you're doing them a favor. You're offering something that they need. And most people are happy to spend money on something that is of value, something that's really going to help them. Now, having said that, I know that not everybody has the same perspective, especially, you know, your customers. Your customers may not want to be sold to constantly, and you got to be very sensitive to that. So it's a bit of a balancing act where you're giving value, providing value to your subscribers on a regular basis, but at times you're going to have to make an offer. You're going to have to say, hey, I have a business, and here are some things that you might like since you like all the other free stuff that I give you. So you're growing your audience, and you're growing your list, and you might be asking, so when do I start actually making an offer, telling them, hey, I have something for sale, check it out. Well, I have three strategies. All three of these strategies I've tried before, and then I'll tell you at the end which one I actually prefer or which one that we actually practice at the $100 MBA. Let me preface the fact that in these three strategies, you are giving consistent value to your list. If that's regular blog posts, if it's updates, if it's freebies that you're sending them their way, an email kind of correspondence or course, this is a given. You're going to be giving value regardless if they buy or not. You're going to be consistently giving your subscribers value. Now, having said that, three strategies. The first one, after a certain number of emails a new subscriber receives, you're going to make an offer. Now, this first option or first strategy is probably the most aggressive one. After you receive four or five emails of great, valuable content for free, I'm going to send them an email with an offer. So for example, if I have a clothing line or online clothing store, I would send an email after the fifth one saying, hey, check out our latest styles. Use this coupon code and you'll get free shipping. You're making an offer. You're telling them, hey, buy something from me. This is a business. Here's a good chance for you to buy because I have a coupon code. Boom. You should always give an incentive to make the purchase. And that usually is a discount or some kind of extra freebie they would get if they buy from you right now. And the reason for this, and this works with all three strategies, and the reason for this is because a lot of people that are on your list, they have in their mind that they want to buy from you. They like what you do, they enjoy what you give them, and they say, hey, I want to buy from this person one day. So when you give them an offer, you give them a coupon code, you give them something, they think, oh, okay, this is a good chance for me to buy. Let me buy it now because I could save some money with this discount code. So that's option number one. After a certain number of emails, you're going to give them an offer. Option number two. You continue to give them value regardless of how long they've been on the list. So you don't have a set email that goes out after five emails or something like that. But you do email everybody on the list when you have something going on, like a launch or a new product that comes out or a sale. So everybody on that list gets an email that says, hey, there's something special going on right now. Check it out. Here's a coupon code. You know, you have X amount of time to avail this offer. So this is a little bit different because they're not going to get hit with this like clockwork. They're not going to get hit with the offer like clockwork. They're going to only get an offer when an offer actually happens, like a launch or a sale or something going on. Now, you could time these sales throughout your year, so you could have one maybe once a month or whatever you want to do. But the point is that there's a good chance that they're going to get this offer a bit later in the game than if they had it just like on their fifth email or sixth email. And it's a legitimate reason to email them because you are launching something, you are having a sale, and you are having a promotion going on. Now, with this example, the advantage is if you are launching a new product, let's say, for example, we go back to the clothing store, the online clothing store, and you're launching a new line of leather jackets, let's say. Leading up to that launch, you can start emailing them, telling them about, you know, the process of you preparing for this launch. We had to source the right leather. We got the right tailors. You know, you might even say some of the challenges you had. We had a few hiccups in delivery, but we finally got it through customs, whatever it is. You might include this in your blog. You might include this in your emails to the list. And then when you launch, they're kind of anticipating it. They understand that this is the reason why they get the email, because now it's the time we're going to start seeing these leather jackets on the store. There's a sale going on. Here's a coupon code. And it makes sense. It's also very transparent when you kind of let them know what you're working on before you actually launch the product. All right, guys, I have one more option, a third option, but before I get to it, let me tell you about today's sponsor, Stamps.com. These days, you can get practically everything on demand, like my podcast. You can listen whenever you want, whenever it's convenient for you. So why are you still going to the post office and dealing with limited hours when you can get all your postage on demand with Stamps.com? Anything you could do at the post office, you could do right now from your desk with Stamps.com. You can print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your computer and printer. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes, so you can get your postage whenever you need it 24/7. I personally have a Stamps.com account. It's easy. It's super convenient. I don't understand why anybody would go to the post office anymore. So go to Stamps.com right now. Use promo code MBA for the special offer. It's a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer, which includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. So go ahead right now to Stamps.com before you do anything else and click on the microphone up top on the homepage and type MBA. That's Stamps.com, enter MBA. So let's talk about the third option, guys. The first two, let's just recap, is one that you give a timely email. So after a certain amount of emails, let's say 5 emails, you give an email with an offer. This is just like clockwork. Their 6th email is always this email that has an offer with a coupon code or something like that. The second is they only notify your subscribers when you do have a sale or you do have a launch. And the third option is you don't send them anything at all. You don't send them an offer at all. There are businesses, there are companies, there are blogs that do this, where they just send to their subscribers constant value, and they just maybe in the footer of every email say, if you like what you see here, you may want to check us out here, and that's their homepage of their sales page or something like that. And they just never send an offer. They figure if their audience likes the value they're sending them, that they'll eventually just go ahead and buy from them one day. Now, like I said at the top of the episode, I've tried all of these methods or these options, and I found that the last method is probably the worst one ever because, believe it or not, people need to be reminded. People need to know that you have something for sale. What are you doing? What do you have to offer? And you give them an opportunity to get it for a discount, or give them an opportunity to get it for a special deal or get something extra, or just simply know when something is coming out. People just like the newest thing that comes out. So in my experience, the third option of not letting them know about any purchase or any offer is really not the best one. And I tried it out because it's just out of maybe laziness in the past where I just continued to do my content and I was just a content machine and I just forgot to tell them that, hey, I have a business and I'm selling things. I found the second option to be the most effective. But you need to make sure that you're launching or improving or having new products or new offers on a regular basis. You know, you shouldn't be making an offer once a year or once every few months. You know, the offer should be coming at least once every 2 months or something. So right now we do go with option number 2, where we just email our subscribers and we do have a launch or we have some sort of offer or sale or trial going on. And every other time we're just sending them great value. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. If you love this show, if you find it beneficial, if you enjoy it, we would love for you to give us some love with an iTunes rating and review. If you've been listening to the show for weeks now and been thinking about giving us a review, why don't you give us one right now? We'd really appreciate it. By giving us an iTunes rating and review, you help us rank well on iTunes and reach more people just like you build their business. To learn how to give us an iTunes rating and review, you can check us out at 100mba.net/show. Guys, I want to leave you with this. Sales doesn't have to be a pushy thing. You can make an offer. You can tell them about what you're doing in a nice, pleasant way. Hey, guys, I know you've been enjoying all these emails and all this free stuff I've been giving you. If you like those things, you're going to love what I have here. This is what it costs. By making a purchase, you help support the business and help me keep providing value to our audience. Thanks again. Check it out. Here's a link. Here's a coupon code. You know, it doesn't have to be this pushy thing. It could be a soft sell. But at the end of the day, you have to sell. That's part of having a business, selling. So get comfortable with it, get used to it, and enjoy it. All right, guys, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care. Bye.